Home Time with me, Jeff Lloyd and Annabelle Port. We're live from Abbey Road Studios in London tonight. We're down the corridor in Studio 3. Suede are waiting to perform for us. We're in a little broom cupboard. They call it Studio 52, but I think they've just stuck us in a cupboard and told us it's a studio. We're going to wander down the corridor, and Suede should be waiting for us. Got Jack here, who's you're a dog's body at Abbey Road, Jack, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bottom of the food chain. I wondered if you could talk me through some of the stuff, because the thing about Abbey Road is, as opposed to a lot of studios where great things have been recorded, they stick stuff in cabinets and it becomes like a museum. The stuff is all for people to use in here. So the corridor is strewn with bits of equipment. Can you talk me through some of the things we've got here?
The first thing we've got here is the EMI Red Desk, which was one of the desks that the Beatles used on a lot of their recordings, especially on Revolver. They created artificial double tracking, and that was all done with this desk.
Wow.
And favorite for the Beatles.
Yep. I would lock that cupboard if it was my studio.
It's used too regularly.
right. And now we're walking past a lot of the old-fashioned sort of reel-to-reel tape machines.
Yeah. This one's the J37, again, a favourite of the Beatles. Sergeant Pepper's, that was a huge use on this one. And again, still in use today, still works. It was the first one in the building.
We're just by this little cupboard here. The Beatles did one track in there, didn't they? This is like a little, it's like a little stone box room full of wires, and they did Your Blues in there, is that right?
I believe that's correct, yeah. They've pretty much gone in every single space that they could record in here.
And we're just passing the control room of Studio 2, where the Beatles did most of their stuff. Mm-hmm. Who's in there at the moment?
That's a secret. I can't.
And then what have we got here?
We've got the TG Mark II. This one's towards the end of the Beatles. This is most famous for Dark Side of the Moon. Wow. And split into three, so it's obviously easy to move around. So this is sort of the travel desk that they took everywhere internationally, nationally. Yeah, pretty hefty. Hospital wheels on the bottom.
It does look very medical, actually. So we're just carrying on down the corridor towards Studio 3. Can you remind me, Jack, what sort of things were recorded in Studio 3?
Studio 3, a lot of Pink Floyd. At the moment, the Absolute Radio sessions.
Florence and the Machine recently did their latest album in there, didn't they?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, so I'm just going through the door now. Hello, everybody! Hello! I think, due to my slender frame, I've been mistaken for one of Suede here. Well, thank you very much for coming, and would you please welcome their new album, Blood Sports, is in the top 10 now, playing live for us at Abbey Road Studios. It's Suede!
Like a cast without a martyr, like an effigy of Boston, like a hairline crack in a radiator, leaking life. Shout out, but it just bends faster. Crawl out, but my knees are water. Cling on by my nails to the sweet disaster. And I fall to the floor like my strings are hooked. Myself, but I don't wake up. Spit in the wind, cause too much is not enough. It starts and ends with you. It starts and ends with you. And I've worn so many faces, shot my love at 15 paces. My inherent senses, all the thoughts I can sweep away. I shout out, but it just spins faster. knees are water. Cling on by my nails to the sweet disaster. And then I fall to the floor like my strings are hooked. Pinch myself, but I don't wake up. Spit in the wind, cause too much is not enough. It starts and ends with you. It starts and ends with you. I shout out, but it just spins faster. Crawl out, but my knees are water. I cling on by my nails to the sweet disaster. And then I fall to the floor like my strings are hooked. Spit in the wind, but I don't wake up. Pinch myself, cause too much is not enough. It starts and ends with you. It starts and ends with you. It starts and ends with you. It starts and ends with you.
Tasteless bracelets that tie in our hands. Maybe it's our kookiness. Or maybe it's our no word sounds. Our nothing places, our cellophane sounds. Maybe it's our looseness. You and me, we're the litter on the breeze. We're the lovers on the streets. Trash, me and you. It's in everything we do. It's in everything we do. Maybe it's the things we say, the words we've heard, and the music we play. Maybe it's our cheapness. Or maybe it's the times we've had, the lazy days, and the crazes and the fads. Maybe it's our sweetness. Trash, you and me. We're the litter on the breeze. And we're the lovers on the streets. Trash, me and you. Cause it's in everything we do. It's in everything we do. it's in everything we do.
Thank you very much.
Abbey Road Studios in London, where Suede are playing for us. They haven't lost it, have they? That's nice to hear, isn't it? The people at Abbey Road said that they do plenty of events here, and this is the biggest reaction from the fans of any band they've had playing live here. So we thought it would be good to get some questions from the fans. First up, we've got a question from Nick. Hello, Nick. What have you got for us?
It's Record Store Day on Saturday, and your supporters. So my question is, what was the first record that inspired you to do what you do? And also, do you still go to record shops now?
Well, mine was probably the Sex Pistols album. But the person to ask about Record Store Day is Matt, because he's the vinyl obsessive here. So, yes, I've become obsessed by vinyl. I think the first record that I bought that I really cared about was probably something like Bunnymen or someone like that. I had lots of records. I had Shwaddy Waddy and people like that my aunt had bought for me. So my record collection until... I did. I had all these things, and kind of like Toya was bought for me because it was punk. But perhaps the Bunnymen is the first person I really got into like that. Record stores, yeah. I think we all go to Rough Trade down in Notting Hill. Is one of those places that you can go in and just say what's interesting, and they'll come up with something.
I went to Rough Trade to buy some records on Monday. So there you go.
Hey, I can...
Did you ask that? Do we still go to records?
Yeah, I think that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay, that was trying, yeah.
And is there much Shwaddy Waddy influence on the new record?
Sorry?
Much Shwaddy Waddy influence on the new record? Right, Jose has
Shwaddy Waddy influence. You know.
Jose has the next question.
Hiya, guys.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Do you notice any different reaction between the British crowds and the crowds in Europe and around the world? And is there any country in particular that you like to play in?
Well, you want us to say Spain, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
So we'll say Portugal.
Oh,
no,
God.
No. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, Spanish audiences are always amazing. You know, Madrid and Barcelona are incredible places to play, as are places like Copenhagen and lots of other places. Strangely, it kind of changes as your kind of career changes. Germany always used to be really quiet for us, and then every time we do a European tour, Berlin is always really surprised us how amazing it is. So, yeah, it always changes, of course. Of course, we're not going to talk about the countries that aren't quite as amazing, because... yeah.
Where's Chloe?
I just wanted to know whether... you were surprised by how universally well the album's been received.
Were you surprised, Chloe?
I knew it was going to be
surprised and horrified. It's a bit of a strange situation for us, to be honest. We're used to kind of, I don't know, 60% kind of adoration and 40% deep, deep hate, which I'm kind of comfortable with.
But 5% hate on this one, haven't we?
We have, yeah, which just makes me think that they're all saving it up.
Yeah.
just wait for the next one.
Right, well, you're going to play another song for the people listening at home and then some more songs for the people here. What are you going to play next?
We're going to play Hit Me, which is the next single.
Great. Let's hear it for Suede.
Thank you.
Where we meet, where you and I become she and he. I'm not as strong as I pretend to be. You feel the scratches and scars. You feel the parts of me who we call ours. But drop me once and I will fall to bits. Come on.
You feel my pulse and we become one. But drop me once and I won't fall to bits. Come on and hit me with your majesty.
Studios. If you listen at home, we're going to leave it there, but we're not even halfway through here at Abbey Road. You'll be able to see and hear the rest of the songs online on the website soon. The album is Blood Sports. It's out now. Thank you so much for coming and playing for us.
Thank you so much.
Let's hear it again for Suede.